Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two. We in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spot.
Let's go, baby. What's good, man? We welcome in here to the Wednesday, November 19th edition of D-Lo and KC. I'm Damian Barling.
The ultimate needle mover in God Bone himself.
Back from the home studio, he's Kenny Caraway. Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live.
The worst slums of
alongside
Sacramento.
Executive producer.
What are you doing with him?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Glad to have you back here. KC's, sort of. I mean, you're back, but you ain't back, but you're kind of back.
Back-ish.
It's a show coming to you by Kenya Barris. as we mentioned, our man Jake Gayden going to be with us coming up a little over an hour from now. James Hamm will be back with us at the top of the 3 o'clock hour. And as we were talking about with the insiders, Sacramento Kings do play the first night of a back-to-back tonight, but it's one that I don't think anyone is really looking forward to. They've already played the Oklahoma City Thunder a couple of times. A highly competitive matchup that slipped away from them in the final, you know, four and a half minutes or so. Mm-hmm. Second one was not competitive at all. Interesting enough, KC, Domas didn't play in that one either. And I believe the Kings wound up losing that one, but I think it was 31 points. Domas will be out tonight, and it feels like, and this is the, you know, the frustrating component to having a game tonight. It feels like all eyes are on tomorrow, where I'm of the belief Domantas Sabonis is being held out for precautionary reasons, and the Doug Christie and Scott Perry and the whole group is hoping to have a complete lineup, an actual starting lineup for the Sacramento Kings for the first time tomorrow. James Hamm reported a couple of days ago. Jason Anderson backed this up yesterday. Keegan Murray will make his debut for the Sacramento Kings, his season debut for the Sacramento Kings tomorrow night, second night of a back-to-back versus Memphis.
Let me rewind a little bit there. How do you feel about that perceived notion of basically punting this game? Like, we can't beat them anyway. So, I mean, that's how it comes off. I'm not saying that's anything that anybody has said, but that's how it feels.
Yeah, it's how it feels, but that's just an interpretation. Here's the thing. The Kings could march out like a complete starting lineup and lose by a lot. I mean, I don't really feel any type of way about it. I was pretty surprised to see that Domas wasn't playing, as we have outlined on this show repeatedly this year. He doesn't really miss games. This, I think, is the second or third one that he's missed. and it's not even related to the ribs. It's a left knee soreness. So when I saw left knee soreness, I thought, okay, maybe he is sore. Also, maybe they're looking ahead a little bit. I don't know. I don't think I have a problem with it. I'm not going to manufacture any anger over this. If in fact it was a determination of, hey, let's try to, you know, put forth our best effort on Thursday. Let's do everything we can, because it's there are times where, you know, of the first night of a back-to-back will be played, and you'll look at like the starters and go, man, they really went for it tonight. Those guys played 42 minutes, 41 minutes, 40 minutes, like whatever. And the line, man, they really went for this dub tonight. You know, good thing they got it, but they got to play again tonight. Mm-hmm. They may have just chose they're going against a team that I no longer think is going to win 70 games, a team that I believe will win 70 games. Maybe this is just a night. If we're going to beat Oklahoma City, we're going to do it like with the group that we have, because they're going to have a bad night. It's mm-hmm. not going to have anything to do with Domantas Sabonis or Zach LaVine or DeMar DeRozan. It's going to have to do with the Oklahoma City Thunder. That's how good of a basketball team that they are. So maybe they've just pushed all of their chips into this Memphis Grizzlies game and everything that comes along after that one.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. It makes perfect sense. But it just makes me think, like, all right, like if I was in that, if that is what's going on and how that happened, it would make me think, all right, what are we doing? Like, what are we really doing out here? Are we all this, we're trying to win and all this other stuff? Are we really? Are we selective with it? It will raise questions.
Sure.
But strategically, I absolutely understand it. Like, I get it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I get it. The Thunder are like, the Thunder are just, they're different. They're one of one right now in the league. They are, this is very much, in my estimation, they're 2016. Like, they're going to run the same way the Warriors did. Obviously, they're not going to start the season 24-0 or whatever that number was that the great Luke Walton established.
Shout out Luke. Shout out Luke.
With the Golden State Warriors. I'm not ready to lean in on 73 victories or 74 victories yet. But this is going to be a team just like them who went out there. They won the title the year before. You look at them and you go, hey man, that's a really good basketball team. And then they step on the floor and now all of a sudden it's like, yo man, this team might be unbeatable. And, so far with, you know, one exception, I think in 15, 16 games, that's exactly what they've been.
Yeah. They've been lights out. They don't even have Jay Will yet.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, crazy.
That's the crazy part, man. The guy who is an all NBA caliber guy, potentially. I think he did make the All-Star team last year. Mm-hmm. was in the running at least for finals MVP mm-hmm. last year. They haven't even seen him at the court yet. So yeah, this team is ridiculous right now.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
And they're just so fluid and so efficient. They really are a fascinating basketball team to watch. I don't always love the style of SGA's play, but he's incredible. Yeah. And someone asked earlier, well, I don't remember who asked it. Sorry not to give you credit. Someone asked, will SGA play in the fourth? Ah, oh, there is. So, will SGA play in the fourth? I doubt it. I doubt it. We just start calling SGA Mr. Three Quarters.
18.5 point spread tonight. Damn. And my thought is, oh yeah, you know, if I gambled, yeah, I'd be putting money on the Kings, but I don't know. No Sabonis either. Like, I don't know. It feels like a 24 point win for the Thunder. Feels like it.
It very much does. But the league is weird. I mean, this game could wind up being close. I mean, who knows? And again, it's one of those things. No disrespect, though. It's probably warranted to Sacramento. I feel like if this game is even close in the end, it's close because of what Oklahoma City is not doing and not necessarily what Sacramento is doing. Hopefully I'm wrong. I mean, you're going to have Russell Westbrook out there in the starting lineup. He's going to be in Oklahoma City. Like, that's going to mean something to him. They got Prize Picks has SGA at 31.5 tonight. I'm not sure how anyone feels about that one.
Three quarters is crazy. 30. If you get 32 in three quarters, that's crazy.
You can go demon at 34.5, double demon at 36.5, triple demon at 39.5. I wouldn't take the triple demon though on a game where he's only going to play a couple quarters.
I'm about to say, damn, 40 points in three quarters would be crazy.
I'm looking to see what.
I didn't even think about him playing the fourth quarter or not. Now I'm thinking about it. Now I can't not think about it. Well, he will play in the fourth quarter tonight.
You think so?
I think so.
They got Dennis Schroeder.
I don't know
Schroeder,
how much, but yeah.
They got a Dennis Schroeder demon at 9.5 field goal attempts. I actually might take that.
That's not bad at all.
Yeah. I wonder if they have a Keon Ellis foul line that I could take. Now, wait a second. You're laughing. That's not shade because they have a Dennis Schroeder foul line. They had him at like 2.5 fouls.
Committing foul?
Yeah, where'd he go? Where'd he go? Yeah, 2.5 personal fouls. And as a demon, I wonder if Keon's got one.
Keon off the board.
Yeah, some fishy behavior.
Take Keon off the board.
Some fishy behavior. I'm looking at all the 2.5. They got Keon. Yep. More. I'm taking the 2.5.
It's the new Tyrese.
I'm taking the 2.5. Keon Ellis, they got him at a 1.5 two-point attempts. Huh. They don't. What did Keon look like versus OKC that they're putting these numbers so low for him? Let's see. We look back at this OKC game. On November 7th, what'd Keon do in that one? 12 minutes, five shot attempts. Go back. Keon Ellis, 26 minutes, 10 shot attempts. Huh. Well, they're not filling Keon in this one.
Check this out. This is why I love Prize Picks and what they do. They think of everything. Quarters with 3-plus points. They got SGA at 3.5 quarters with 3-plus points. Essentially, it feels like if you think I think he's going to play in the fourth quarter, you should go. They only have more. Like, they don't have less.
Yeah, right.
But you should take that. You should take that. Russell Westbrook, quarters. This is it. Now, these are all demons, too. Quarters with 3-plus points. 3.5, I'd stay away. He might have a quarter where he only gets 2. But that's interesting. Yeah. The rest, Russ ain't gonna have 3-plus points in four quarters because he's gonna play the whole game.
Yeah, Russ gonna play the whole game. And see, I take the more on that. I think like Russ is in OKC. Like Russ likes to play in OKC. We've seen him play well in OKC. I'd take that one. And with Domas out, like, he's going to have, you know, even though he has the ball in his hands a lot as the point guard, you know, Domas acting as that secondary point guard, like, he's gone.
Yeah.
So this is, I mean, I said this last time, and I think I was right. We got a Russell Westbrook triple-double, like, on the books for this one.
Absolutely.
Now, they still might lose by 30. 100%. My man going to have a triple-double tonight.
You know, I was listening to the Insiders earlier, and they were talking about how some of these players on the Kings might have, like, let go of the rope, so to speak, right? Like, oh, man, the season started the way it did. We kind of see the writing on the wall. You know, not necessarily quitting, but are we still, like, locked in? It's human nature. Are we still locked in and all this other stuff? And I understand the point, but I was like, man, how could anybody not be locked in and be okay with not being locked in with watching Russell Westbrook every night? Like, the way he plays. If I was, they were talking about Sabonis and LaVine and DeRozan, and like DeRozan, like, man, this is this This is where I got to spend my final years and all this other stuff. Like, I get that. I understand that. But then you got this guy, same age as you, running around giving all types of effort. How could you look at it that way, where it's like, I'm going to just dog it and let him play, you know, outplay me or out-hustle me? Same with Sabonis being a younger guy, or Zach LaVine. Like, that's tough when you see Russ every night, that you would still choose to, like, not lock in on some of these nights.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I don't think Zach LaVine can be motivated.
That's fair.
You know what I mean? You know who that might work with? Neek. Hell, maybe even Keon to a certain degree. It's obviously not going to work with DeMar. Like, he's a 17-year Hall of Famer. Like, he's not going to be motivated by watching Russell Westbrook, or he's not going to be motivated, I don't think, by watching anybody else. But you talk about guys like Neek. Like, yeah, I can't. I gotta step my game up. Look at the way the, you know, Unk is doing it. You look at some of the younger guys who might potentially do that. Zach's not an old guy, but he is a veteran, and I think the league, certainly Minnesota, Chicago, and maybe to a certain degree Sacramento, they've all tried to find the magic formula that works for Zach LaVine. And I don't know that anyone has found it. This basketball team looks like a completely different team than they did the first, 7-8 games of the season. Zach looks like a completely different player. He's averaging, 31 points per game to start the season, and it's like, man, the fluidness of his ability to score, like, he's incredibly efficient. Like, he's not taking, he's not wasting possessions. And then just slowly, you watch it, disintegrate, just as you watch the Kings' effort and the Kings' output start to just kind of fall apart over the course of, 5 or 6 games or so. And I don't know what the magic formula is for him.
I would think for all those guys, though, that's, they've accomplished so much in this league. And in their careers as basketball players, like, not trying to disrespect these guys, but that would be what I say when the word motivation comes up. I think of it almost as motivating by embarrassment. Like, you should be embarrassed if you're out here worried about yourself and, pouting about where your situation is. Like, I'm not even trying to get at him or anything but DeMar DeRozan, Russell Westbrook, same age as you. Russell Westbrook is. His career is withering away in Sacramento, just like you think yours are. But you feel sorry enough for yourself where you're not going to be locked in, yet this guy is. Like, that's it's not like, oh, man, I'm hyped. It's, damn, I don't want to be embarrassed. Like, that's embarrassing that this guy in the same situation as me is still willing to go out there and do what he needs to do effort-wise And once again, not trying to say that night in and night out, DeMar is checked out. There was only like one game, two games where I thought he was checked out. But like, if that is the case, if you are like feeling sorry for yourself or frustrated because this is where you're at, man, you got a guy right there that's in the same boat as you that isn't worried about that stuff or letting those type of things affect the way that he approaches the game. How could you not be doing the same thing? That's more of an indictment on you, in my opinion.
No, it absolutely is. Yeah, it absolutely is. And Zach's next team is going to be looking for the same formula. And I don't know that they're going to find it. Zach LaVine is he's an interesting basketball player to me. Zach, he's not a what if, but he is kind of like, what if you were able, cause I think you tweeted this a while ago. Not that I've unblocked you, but it's,
damn.
It was something like, he's one of the most frustrating players in the league to watch. It was something along those lines.
Like, of all time. Like, yeah. In the history of the NBA.
Yeah. Like, yeah. And it's because the talent is there. And not only is, like, Levine's talent there, it's obvious. Like, it is plain as day. Like, this dude is a supremely talented basketball player. But we talked about that Mamba mentality earlier with the insiders. And he is missing... he is missing some portion of that mentality that takes him to that next level. He has no killer instinct. He has no, clutch gene or fourth quarter gene or whatever you want to refer to it as. Like, he doesn't have any of that. But the build, the makeup, the skill set of an elite basketball player, he has all of that. Mm-hmm. It just feels like, you know, certainly this is from an outsider's perspective. It feels like the mentality part isn't there for Zach.
And it's not consistent, right? Like, we've seen him hit big fourth quarter shots or have these moments, but we'll see that in one or two straight games and then not see it for another four games. And it's not even like I feel like as observers of the game, we can't even get to the point where it's like, man, he can't hit nothing. He's not clutch in the fourth quarter because he just misses. We can't even get to that because he won't even take shots, yeah. It feels like. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't even say whether or not you're clutch or not, or you got ice in your veins, because you just pass up shots. You just pass up looks. You become passive in these moments. And it's frustrating because his talent level is off the charts. Now, you also... that's why he's not looked at as a number one, right? Like, if he went to, with the trades that have been talked about in the last 24 hours, if he did go to the Clippers, that'd be a good landing spot for him. Like, he can be in and out of clutch moments and all this other stuff, because you got guys like Harden, who at least in the regular season is going to take those shots. Kawhi Leonard, when he's healthy, is going to take those shots. And you're not depending on Zach every night to carry your ball club. Mm-hmm. And that's just kind of where he is. But his raw ability, his skill always screams for more than that. It's always like, bro, you could have been so much more in this league, but just didn't really feel like you were interested in that.
He has a very cool laid-back demeanor that can win a press conference. It just doesn't translate to the floor.
Yeah.
It's like that cool laid back demeanor that he has in the press conference. That's the same demeanor he has on the basketball floor.
Right.
That doesn't get it done. Sometimes. No. And then you see those moments where it does. And you see those moments where he's, you know, 9 of 12 with 6 threes and you see him, you know, moving, shooting, rebounding the ball, doing all these different things. And then the next game, it's like, hey, is Zach playing today? Oh, there he is. It's not quite as dramatic as Harrison Barnes, but given the fact that or the way Harrison Barnes was when he was here in Sacramento, but given the fact you need a high level of production from him on the offensive end, yeah, it can get a little, yeah, he disappeared.
Yeah. And it's one of those things too, where I like, I don't want to have to put, I'm not trying to put this caveat every single time, but it's not like he's a It's not like he's a bad person or a selfish person or a bad teammate or any, because I think when people talk about guys like Zach LaVine and the mentality, it gives off that connotation of, you know, it gets mean, right? Like, he's not a bad guy or anything for who he is. It just leaves people, his skill set and his ability leaves people wanting more and wishing they had more from him. And it just, we're at this point, we're not going to get that. Like, that's, you're in your third different situation. You do the same things. This is about who you are, which is fine. It's good enough to have numbers and make a lot of money and do all that other stuff. But to elevate to another place in NBA history for a franchise, I don't think we'll see that for him.
First Coast says unmotivated players is a coaching issue.
What?
In the case of Zach LaVine, Minnesota and Chicago both got better after he left. So yeah. Walk me through this idea that now we're on his third coach that has been unable to get him to play at a certain level, and why every coach he's played for has kept their job, kept moving, and gone on to be successful. But somehow Zach LaVine's lack of motivation is their problem.
You already know what I'm going to say. I couldn't disagree with that more. That is one.
I'm with you.
For Zach LaVine or any player, I'm a big believer it's in your blood.
Ain't nobody going to motivate me.
Yeah, it's in your blood. If you need somebody else, especially at the point where you're a grown man, then you're a veteran in this league and in any profession that you're doing, and you need somebody to motivate you to perform at a high level or try at a high level, that 100% of the time says more about you than it does the coach you're asking to motivate. I couldn't disagree more. First Co might have been a bot.
Might have been, because First Co isn't, you know, Coco. That's just some other Co. We're going to have to come up with a new name for him if he's going to take part in the conversation. We'll come back. I think there's a fascinating question to ask regarding the Sacramento Kings and how you evaluate them moving forward, given Keegan Murray's imminent return tomorrow night. So we'll talk more about that. Plus, we got power rankings for Week 12 that we'll dive into as well. Jay Gaydon coming up. The King debuted last night. Man, it is bad in Sacramento. It is bad in New Orleans. But have you read everything that is going on in Dallas? Goodness gracious. We'll touch on all of that. It's D'Lo and KC here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.